It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin has more money in rainy day funds now than the state has had in four decades. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum reveals that number. It is $1.7 billion. We're talking about what that means for the state to have money set aside as local governments and county governments struggle and people wonder not if, but when we'll experience an economic downturn. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. What do you think of Wisconsin's reserve funding? Are you happy the number is climbing? Does anything about it trouble you? Email us at ideas@wpr.org or call 800-642-1234. Jason Stein is research director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. It recently published a report on the state's budget reserves rising. Jason, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Keely. Good to be here.
I want to hit a pause before we talk money because you covered the state capitol report or the state capitol as a reporter for years. And today, state Republican lawmakers are going to gavel out of the governor's special session on gun control. Sounds like the plan is to not discuss his proposals on red flag laws and universal background checks. And we just wonder how unusual is that for a special session?
Sure. So happy to address this. And I won't touch on the substance of the special session, but what a special session is, it's just an opportunity for governor to try and bring lawmakers in to talk about a subject. And I look back and they've been used for everything in recent years from, you know, opioid legislation to jobs legislation to home heating assistance, a number of things over the years. And when you have a governor of one party and a legislature of another party, you know, it's not uncommon. You know, the special session in some cases in those instances works, in others it doesn't. So, I mean, it's kind of the old metaphor of the horse in the river that the governor can bring the legislature to water, but the legislature has, you know, their own authority to decide whether to drink.
So if lawmakers don't take up the bills that or the issues that Governor Evers wants them to, does the governor have any other means to try to convince lawmakers to come together and deal with it?
You know, I think whether you're talking about a governor or a president, they have some ability to shift the conversation to topics that they want. I do remember, though, when I was a younger reporter that with the issue of home heating assistance, then Governor Doyle tried to call lawmakers in to address that issue. And, you know, as a young reporter, I thought, oh, this is going to be very exciting. There's a special session. And, you know, I recall at the time it being pretty anticlimactic that, you know, lawmakers can come in even in a skeletal session, which is just when, you know, a handful of leadership lawmakers come in and vote. And bring it, you know, they gavel a session in, they gavel it out. So it can be, again, sometimes it is made out to be, you know, a big thing, and it is a big thing in its way, but it isn't necessarily producing a climactic event at the end.
Sure. Jason, we appreciate your insight on this as we're watching what's happening in the Statehouse this week. We're talking with Jason Stein. He's research director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. And now we're going to talk about a report that discusses how much funding the state has in reserves. And we welcome your calls. Do you think the state has enough money set aside to shoulder an economic downturn? Maybe you prefer the state use tax dollars now instead of putting them in the bank. How do you want to see tax dollars spent? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Jason, that report from your organization shows tax growth in Wisconsin, shows that the fiscal year that just ended in July was one of the state's best in decades. What's happening? Where's the growth coming from?
Sure. So there was very large growth, both, you know, substantial growth in individual income taxes and really unusually large growth in corporate taxes, which rose by their fastest rate since 1964. In that case, it was almost a 50% increase in corporate taxes, and that owes to you know, several factors that we can talk about, but factors that may not all of them come again in the future. So that's something to consider, you know, as we talk about all these things.
Oh, so some of these things may be ongoing opportunities and others may be one-time money that the state brought in.
Yeah, I think that's well said. And, you know, in the case of the corporate taxes, at the federal level, you had the passage of the Federal Tax Cuts and Jobs Act a couple years ago. And because that cut federal corporate tax rates, you had some shift of taxable income by corporations into the time period, you know, that partially includes this fiscal year that just closed. So that may have had the effect of boosting state corporate taxes. And, you know, that we can't necessarily expect that that would recur. You know, on the other hand, there also has been, as a result of the federal legislation, there was separate legislation at the state level as part of the lame duck session that caused the state to allow what are called pass-through entities to, instead of passing on tax profits to their shareholders and letting them file taxes, there's now the ability for those entities to file taxes at the corporate level. And that may also be, you know, there's some technical reasons why they would want to do that. And that may also be boosting, you know, corporate tax collections. But just the, you know, the point being that for a variety of reasons, again, you know, very strong year for taxes in 2019, fiscal 2019 that just closed. But some of those factors, as you said, you know, we may not be able to count on them going forward.
Let's make the connection then. Wisconsin is bringing in more money, people, corporations paying more in tax dollars for Wisconsin to have. How is that translating into our reserve funds?
Right. So, you know, just like a family budget, the state, if it's taking in more in revenue than it is spending, it's, you know, building up balances that can then be used for other things going forward. So, you know, when we're talking about this, we're talking about the state's general fund, which is its main set of accounts. And then we're also talking about its rainy day fund. And what you saw is the rainy day fund almost doubled, and the general fund also saw a large increase. And so when you add those two together, there's more than $1.7 billion in reserves for the state. And that is really something that we have not seen in Wisconsin in decades. Now, one caveat is that, again, compared to ourselves, we are really have sort of an unprecedented level of reserves, or at least something that we've not seen for some time. But when you compare us to other states, we still have roughly, you know, 10% of annual spending out of the general fund set aside. And so while that is very, very good for us, it's roughly average when you compare us to states around the country. So that is one caveat, because when we say we're doing really well compared to ourselves, you know, over the past couple of decades, Wisconsin often has really carried very few reserves and not had a lot of cushion for bad times. So that's a point to consider.
Yeah, it's sometimes it can be difficult to put a number like, you know, nearly $2 billion into context. So a lot of different vantage points, a lot of different perspectives for us to look at. We're talking with Jason Stein from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. We're focusing on Wisconsin's growing reserve funds. We're breaking down the numbers, trying to understand how they fit into the big picture. And there's a line for you. Do you like to see that the state is building up its reserve funds? What strategies could leaders use to put more money in the bank? Do you think that would help us in the event of economic downturn? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Maybe you have concerns about adding more money to the state reserves when you see programs in your area that could use dollars. Give us a call, 800-642-1234. I'm Keeley Boltina. We're having this conversation on The Morning Show, and we continue just ahead on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keeley Boltina. Wisconsin is adding more money to its reserve accounts, and yet a new report shows the current state budget spends $800 million more than the revenue department expects to take in. We're talking about how the state uses or opts to save tax dollars. There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. What do you see in your part of the state? Are projects in your community desperate for state funding? Do you want leaders to pull money from the reserves to help? 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. Jason Stein of the Wisconsin Policy Forum is our guide. And Jason, let's dig in a little bit. What's in the current state budget that might be an opportunity for lawmakers to use reserve funds to cover?
Great question. And you hit on something there in the lead-in that I did want to briefly touch on, because these numbers are so big they can be hard to picture. First, you're correct that right now we have about enough spending to cover about 5 weeks. We have enough reserves to cover about 5 weeks of average spending out of the state's general fund.
In general, like if we had no other money, we could survive 5 weeks?
Right, at average spending levels.
Sure.
Right. And then the other thing, as you say, we've already started a new state budget that was signed by Governor Evers in the legislature. And that, you know, using the numbers that were in place when it was approved, that budget was expected to spend more than $800 million, more money than the budget would take in, or the state would take in, over that 2-year time period. So although, you know, we have these relatively high reserve levels right now, we're also expecting to draw them down pretty substantially through June of 2020. So that's another bit of context for your listeners.
Sure. And are there specific things? Actually, we'll talk about some specific things that you see in the state budget that could maybe use reserve funds. But I also want to bring in Carl from Waukesha, who has a similar idea. Carl, welcome to the morning show.
Good morning.
Hi. What did you want to say this morning as we talk about how Wisconsin uses tax dollars?
One of my suggestions would be to consider connecting the infrastructure between I-94, where it's three lanes up through Pewaukee and three lanes up through Sun Prairie. Could you connect the 45-mile gap between the two? I think it would provide better transportation. There's a lot of traffic out here now, and it just seems like these two cities are growing closer together. This would be a way to connect the two.
Carl, thanks for that suggestion. And Jason, sounds like Carl sees an opportunity to invest some of that money in our infrastructure system, in a piece of road.
Right. Yeah. Hi, Carl. Thanks for that. So a couple of things we could respond to there. One, there is just always this tension between helping people in the here and now and saving for the future. And that's sort of a broader discussion we can have with callers. And then the second point is that when we're talking about the general fund and the rainy day fund, traditionally those have not been used for highway and road spending. The state has a separate transportation fund that, instead of getting income tax and sales tax dollars, that fund gets motor vehicle registration and gas tax money. And that is where, along with bonding, that is how we've typically funded road repairs. Now, it is true, though, that at times lawmakers have approved transfers from the general fund to the transportation fund, and the opposite as well, from the transportation fund to the general fund. So, you know, it wouldn't be unprecedented to use money from the general fund for roads, although it wouldn't be typical.
What might be a typical use then that you could see in our current budget where lawmakers would pull money out of the reserves and apply it so that we could balance that?
Well, so, I mean, if you're asking, like, what do you typically use a general fund for, it's used for aid to local school districts. So it's used for education. It's used for Medicaid health programs. Those are a couple of the big ones. It also provides some of the funding for the University of Wisconsin. It provides the lion's share of the funding for the state prison system. It provides as well money for, you know, aid to local governments in the form of what's called shared revenue. So there's a number of things, and then all sorts of cats and dogs. But those are some of the big things that the state does with its general fund money.
We're discussing the financial health of Wisconsin state government in the wake of a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. And Jason Stein is the group's research director. We can continue the conversation with him. And your questions, your thoughts, line is open for you at 800-642-1234. Matt from WASA emailed to say Matt thinks that the surplus is a fraction of what we owe in the things that we've borrowed for, including transportation. And he thinks that we should pay off loans with the what he calls a so-called surplus. Jason, we have debt, but we have reserves. And why might we not or why would we want to use those to cover one another?
Sure, that's a good question. You know, traditionally, Wisconsin has had has done pretty well in managing long-term obligations. So we, you know, our pension fund is more or less fully funded or close to that. You know, we don't have a lot of retiree health care liabilities. So our state, for a lot of its long-term obligations, it's our state debt levels, you know, certainly rose for a number of years. They improved a little bit in recent years. They may tick back up a bit with this current budget. But it is true that if you have one-time savings, you know, one of the things you can think about, you know, if you were to get, you know, an unexpected windfall as a family, one thing you could do with it is to pay down debt. That makes it easier for you to balance your budget in the future, but it doesn't commit you to, say, you know, you're buying a new boat that you have a monthly boat payment that you've got to make. And, you know, you may not have that stream of income in the future to make the boat payment. So, I mean, that is certainly one thing that policymakers could consider. Again, you know, so they've already committed, you know, a significant amount of the reserve funds to, you know, the current budget, which has things like an income tax cut and a substantial increase for schools in the state. But, you know, there are always, I think, in politics, if there's money that is available, there are always priorities and sometimes many legitimate priorities that come out of the woodwork to try and snag it.
Yeah. Mary Kay from Kenosha has a couple of priorities. Mary Kay, what are you thinking about state dollars and where they should be funded or where we should put those?
Some of the money should go to social service agencies, suicide prevention lines, crisis lines, and also I don't understand why we can't have a four-day work week for some agencies, such as Job Service and Welfare. You could save money by having a four-day work week.
Interesting. Okay, thanks, Mary Kay. And Jason, especially with Mary Kay noticing that maybe there are social services that we could provide to people, is that how lawmakers think of these reserve funds, or do we have to think of them as kind of a different kind of money than our general operating funds?
Well, thanks for the question, Mary Kay. A couple of things. One, you know, the general fund balance really is money that's sort of in the normal course of events. The rainy day fund is money that there would have to be a separate vote to use that money. And it has been traditionally thought of as money that is there, you know, the statutory definition for when revenues fall short of expectations. But I think, you know, in talking about things like suicide prevention, Mary Kay really highlights sort of a central tension in government, which is that there are always really substantial needs in the present. And that also includes for, you know, the need to keep people's taxes relatively low. And, you know, those have to be balanced against, you know, the needs that people might have in the future. And that's, you know, that's the job of politics in a sense. But one thing, you know, that we, you know, need to consider at least as context is that even if we don't have a recession in, you know, in the coming months or year, there has been some concern about an economic slowdown. Now, I can't predict that. And really, I think a lot of economists would tell you no one can predict that with certainty. But one thing that reserve funds allow you to do is to handle the unexpected without having to raise taxes or cut spending drastically in the future.
And does anybody anywhere have like an objective number of the number that Wisconsin should have in the bank to try to make sure that we could weather a storm like that?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think one thing you can always do in a case like this is look at other states. Now, every state is not the same. There are some states, you know, like Alaska, that depend really heavily on, you know, natural resources money and are really dependent on like what happens with the price of oil and things like that, and need more reserves. But if you just sort of look at the average state or the median state, you're looking at something like 10% reserves for the most recent numbers that, that came out nationally. And so, you know, that, that is one target that the state could consider. In the past, lawmakers and governors have had much, much less than that. You know, as little as 1 or 2 or 3% numbers like that.
Sure. So it's so, all about context here. Absolutely.
Right. Jason, but, you know, I mean, I think that's one thing that, that, you know, and if you look at cities and school districts around the state, I think they would typically carry, you know, much more than just 2 or 3%. You know, as what I think, if you ask the average family, you know, if 1% of your yearly spending is in the bank, do you feel secure? You know, most of them would probably say not, even if they find themselves in that position.
Right. And Jason, we'll have to leave it there. We really appreciate your time today. Jason Stein is research director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, and we've been talking about state tax dollars and reserves. I'm Keely Boltina. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.